all-time record highs. We'll talk briefly with Bob in the next segment about where he sees gold going. Bob Chapman is our guest with the InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by Alan Keenan of We Are Change Ireland, who got into the Trilateral Commission meeting. This is incredible information. And they also, We Are Change and others, shot video. Neil Foster from the Sovereign Independent newspaper was one of those who confronted Rockefeller at his table. And We Are Change were the ones who caught him the night before the meeting with their president and caught his attention saying, "We're not your slaves." So powerful inside info coming up in about 15 minutes. Bob Chapman's with us for part of this segment, and well, this segment, part of the next. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here, John? James in Texas. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys. Bob, real quick, I wanted to ask you, I know this is not off the subject, but this immigration, this boycotting from cities to cities about Arizona, do you see this as a part of the financial plan to put the states against each other, or just a smokescreen so we can keep an eye on that while they steal our money?
About states against each other, but I do know people against each other. It can create confusion. 65% of Americans agree with what Arizona has done. And so that's pretty strong backing from the general populace.
Yeah, some polls are 80%, but yeah, some others are 64, 66.
Well, it's obvious the government's not listening to the people, or you've got the city of Austin here doing the same thing. You know, I don't know if we should boycott California. They didn't have any money anyway.
No, California's collapsing like Mexico. And you've got the Ford Foundation, you know, pumping out all this racism to get everybody divided under the name of multiculturalism. I appreciate your call. Any other comments on that, Bob Chapman?
No, none at all.
Let's talk to Nikki in Oregon. Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi. I've been hesitant to call just because of the information that I have. You talk about the hypothalamus, Alex, and you're right when you say that humans have a governor in the brain. It is the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is the gatekeeper which denies or allows access to our critical thinking brain. And I have found a way to manually reset and reboot the hypothalamus, which forces and allows reason and logic.
Well, I mean, they admit that that's what fluoride attacks. I mean, I've had scientists on to talk about that. What, I mean, how do you reboot it? I mean, is there some kind of chemical? Or
No. About 7 years ago, I was about to have my third neck surgery in 3 years. I'm also the founder and publisher of a magazine about autism. It's a 501c3. And I had figured out how all that worked in the brain by helping myself, and I stopped myself from having the third neck surgery and unherniated.
Oh, real fast, tell us how you did it, and then send me your info. I'll look into it.
Well, I figured out how to reverse engineer the central nervous system.
All right, well, send me the info then, ma'am, because I need to look. You know, I'm taking calls for Bob Chapman, and they're but I'm not mad at you. It's just we can't do it. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Quick question.
Hey guys, thanks for the opportunity to do this. But I was wondering, where can I research and find evidence on the financial situation to show my friends and family how dire the situation really is?
Well, I mean, you can open the newspaper up. President Nicolas Sarkozy threatens to pull France out of Euro. London Guardian: the U.S. faces same problems as Greece, as Bank of England may completely collapse. I mean, listen, I put out the Machete trailer on my website. It's on IMDb that it's real, and people are all over the web saying it isn't a real movie when it's admitted it's a real movie. I mean, the public just will not, many of them, wake up. Bob, how do you convince people we're in a financial crisis?
Get them to look at the International Forecaster, because everything they need to know every week is in there. And all you have to do is print out the Forecaster, 40 or 50 pages, a couple of times a week and hand it to people. Or take it and transfer it from your computer to somebody else's. I don't care. I want the word to get out.
Yeah, but then they have to read. Caller, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Be right.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. Pure Works to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. Pure Works disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with Pure Works, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on Pure Works and get Pure Works on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our financial expert, Bob Chapman, leaving us here in about 5 minutes, talking about the orchestrated global financial meltdown that's happening. Coming up, a newspaper out of Dublin, Ireland, and also We Are Change, just anti-globalist demonstrators, people that don't know who they are, that just joined us. Actually got into a Trilateral Commission event, and this has actually made the news over there, but Trilateral Commission wants war with Iran. That's PrisonPlanet.com. It's also an AFP, and so we'll be talking to one of those gentlemen who talked to one of the Trilateral Commission members here in a moment. But going back to the caller in Florida to get Bob Chapman's take on it, for stations that just joined us, Chris was saying, where do I get documentation that we're in a financial meltdown or that, you know, we're in danger of a total depression? I mean, here it is. President Nicolas Sarkozy threatens to pull France out of Euro. Do you know what this means? That it's now in the Wall Street Journal that the Euro has a good chance of totally collapsing? I mean, there's trillions of dollars, trillions and trillions, tens of trillions, hundreds of trillions. Some, like economist Tarpley, says it's 1.5 quadrillion. I mean, this is hundreds of times all the real money and real assets in the world. I mean, it's a weapon system. They're announcing world government. It's a financial takeover. U.S. faces same problems as Greece, says Bank of England. May totally collapse. London Guardian, London Telegraph. I mean, it's all right here. Bob, I mean, I guess if you're talking to the average American who doesn't even know what fractional reserve banking is, what's the quickest, easiest way to explain to them what's happening?
Have them read the forecaster, as I said, you know, before the break. I mean, it's all there, everything that they need to know.
Absolutely, theinternationalforecaster.com. But, I mean, we've been giving this out. I mean, we've been reading the news. I mean, this is world governments being openly announced. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center writes articles saying I'm crazy and Ron Paul's crazy and we're dangerous and none of it exists. And then you'll turn on CNN, they're announcing world government's good, the banks are taking over. I mean, it's insanity. Chris, does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, it kind of does, but I'm also kind of looking for I'm trying to show my mom how important gold and silver is because I really don't know how to describe it, and I'm trying to find the likelihood of how likely inflation is or hyperinflation.
Okay, let me answer that and get Bob's take quickly. This is elementary. Under 1980 inflation numbers, this is mainstream. $2,300, $2,500 an ounce is what it should be. And that's with cooked inflation numbers. They cook the unemployment, it's really 22, they say it's 10. They cook the unemployment, they cook inflation. It's simple. Gold and silver have intrinsic value, always have for 6,000 years, and that's why you see it going up. Bob Chapman.
And that's correct. And the only people who can create inflation is a central bank like the Federal Reserve. And I cover that in the International Forecaster every single day when I go over what happened in the market that day. And if you have any further questions, just get a copy of the Forecaster. My email's address on there. Email me, and I'll talk to them if need be.
Absolutely, and they can also call Midas Resources and get a free complimentary hard copy or digital copy, 40-plus pages on average, by calling 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I guess it's good to throw out a one-minute gold plug today. In fact, let me just pull up what gold numbers are. Right.
Well, while you're doing that, Midas still has that special on. If they pick up a rooster or a French franc or a Swiss franc for about $260, they just tell them, Alex sent you, call that number, and you get a free one-year subscription to the Forecaster.
It's even better than that. And, again, this is marked into the market when gold was about $1,150. It's up almost $100 from that. European francs, fifth of an ounce, are $256.68. And you get a free subscription, either digital or hard copy, for a whole year when you buy one coin. I mean, that's just such a good deal. They've got British sovereign gold coins, 3.32 12 cents. They've got Lakota Nation rounds. They've got Walking Liberty half dollar silvers at 9.75. You cannot get that anywhere. I mean, that is just an insane deal. Rolls for 1.95. It just goes on, and this offer is about to end. It's going to end over the weekend if gold holds where it's at, and clearly it is. So 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there this weekend. 800-686-2237. Do not procrastinate, folks. I mean, it's so elementary when you've studied it. Gold and silver is what governments, corporations, Europe, all-time records in Europe, all-time records in the United States, 800-686-2237, and you're paying a price because Ted bought a bunch of this when it was lower. He's passing that savings on. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of that today. Don't wait. Bob, in closing, where do you see gold going in the next 6 months to a year?
Straight up. I'm looking for, we've had the breakout. We might hesitate at 1300. It's just a technical thing. 1500 to 1650 is where we should be shortly, and if not shortly, by the end of the year. So that alone is worth buying for. And if we get the opportunity to go to 15 or 16 in the next month or so, then we may see 2500 to 3000 by the end of the year. Gold is going to $700 to $7,500 an ounce before the end of next year. I mean, the world is upside down. Never mind the inflation that's going on. Don't wait.
Well, I'll say this. I personally bought gold. It was $300 an ounce, and I've done quite well. I don't buy it as an investment, but as an emergency backup. But a lot of people do get it as an investment. And it's come out in C-SPAN hearings that they are manipulating the gold price. But you don't think they can be successful to – but, I mean, Again, I'm at Kitco looking at the five-year graph. It's going straight up. They can do little manipulations, but every time it goes back up higher. So if you see the trend, I mean, it's straight up. Well, Bob Chapman, I appreciate you joining us today. We'll talk to you again for a full hour or even more coming up next Friday. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, and thank you all for listening.
You bet. Good to have Bob Chapman with us. All right, now I want to shift gears yet again. The story is up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Excuse me. Trilateral Commission wants war with Iran. And first I want to play a video of the Trilateral Commission meeting a little over a week ago before the European implosion in Dublin, Ireland, and We Are Change, as David Rockefeller was going into the hotel for the secretive meeting, and this is what We Are Change Ireland in Dublin had to say to the kingpin of the banking New World Order system.
Rockefeller, we know what you're doing. We know what you're doing to the world. Rockefeller, your New World Order will never come in. You're running out of time. Scumbag, you've rushed it. You screwed up. You're not going to stop the Irish, Rockefeller, you scumbag.
We are the Irish. We know what you're up to.
We know what you're up to, Rockefeller. You're all going to come tumbling down.
All right. And then they go on to challenge the police and explain how they're selling their people out. In fact, if you still have it queued up at that point, let's play the rest of it. I shouldn't have cut it off.
Hope you're happy working for that dirtbag. Do you know what that guy who you're protecting does? Hope to feel that working for a mass murderer. That guy started the eugenics movement, funded the Nazis, monopolizes every business. What kind of world are you making for your kids?
What kind of world are you making for your kids? That's enough. And it goes on from there. A lot of background noise. But that was We Are Change. Now, Neil Foster from the Sovereign Independent, he just had his own press badge and just moseyed on in to the meeting. And I've moseyed into high security meetings as well. So has Jim Tucker many times. He got shot at in Portugal for it on record back in, what, 99. But let's go ahead and go to this next clip of Neil Foster going. And we're going to talk to one of the We Are Changers coming up after the break, going right into his table and just talking to him. Here it is.
Everybody now. Mr. Rockefeller, you will never get your new world order. We're not your slaves. We are not your slaves.
I guess that was a shorter clip. There's actually a longer one online where it goes on and on. Wow, we'll try to pull it up. But let's go ahead and introduce one of these gentlemen right now. That's Alan Keenan of We Are Change Ireland. Which are, again, not left, not right, freedom. Be the change you want to see in the world. Stand up against the New World Order. We're about to go to break, but he was able at the conference, or the night before the conference, to talk to one of the Russian members of the Trilateral Commission. And tell us how you did this. Tell us how you got in, where you talked to him. We'll come back and after the break and cover exactly what he said.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for your courage. You're an inspiration to us all. Tell us what he said.
When we got to the hotel, we were outside hanging outside that for the whole day, waiting to see if we could get an interview with any of them when they were coming out. And we tried talking to a couple of them beforehand. They weren't really that interested in talking to us. So we just said we were students from down to the college down the road, and we were just wondering what was happening in the hotel. And he said they were deciding the future of the world. And one of the things they were discussing on the agenda was the Greek financial crisis. So we asked him a couple of questions about that, and he was more than willing to give us information when he thought we were just students. I said to him that a good solution for the Greek financial crisis would probably have been a world currency, which he jumped at the chance to talk about it. He was saying a world currency is something they all want, and but it'll require a global central bank to be implemented by a global government, which... I mean, we played along with this, and we said that yeah, it'd be, of course, that's what we all want. And he said, yeah, that's the dream. That's what we're all trying to achieve. But if this country's like...
Well, let's go over who this guy is, how you ran into him, how you knew he was Trilateral Commission. I also want to get the other newspaper guy on. He went in and confronted him inside the building. Just amazing information. Stay with us. Quick break, sir. And we'll come back with Alan Kennan on the other side of We Are Change Ireland. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Well, we have the PrisonPlanet.com article up. Trilateral Commission wants war with Iran. We'll get into exactly what this Trilateral Commission top levelist told them. Again, since we hit that break, start over, go through who he is, what he said to you, what he said about Iran. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. We went to the Trilateral Commission meeting. It was the very first day of the actual meeting. It was the Friday. There wasn't a lot of people there. And the place was locked down pretty tight with security. So we were only outside the grounds. They wouldn't let us anywhere near the hotel itself. And there was a couple of people that left. We couldn't really get talking to them. They weren't willing to listen to anything we had to say. But there was this one guy, we saw the Trilateral Commission badge. His name was Mikhail Slobodansky, I think. He said he was a Russian advisor to former prime ministers, and that the Trilateral Commission were deciding the future of the world. He went on to say about when we mentioned a global currency as an idea, he said that, of course, that's what they were thinking about, but they'd need a global central bank to implement this and a global government on top of that. But he said that it was a great idea, and it's what they all wanted and it's what they were working for, but it's not possible yet because countries like Iran and South Korea and these sort of countries, are they'd never stand to have the same sort of government as America.
Incredible. Continue.
He was more than willing to talk about it for a few minutes until he got pretty uncomfortable when we probed him with further questions. And he said that the Chatham House rules actually prevented him from talking to people, and he might get in trouble for having mentioned what he said to us. And he ran off. We tried to get a few more questions from him, but he wasn't willing to talk to us after that. But he'd given us some incredible information that we didn't think we'd actually get out of any of these guys. He seemed quite naive that he was just willing to talk about it in the open. Like I think they think it's a good thing. Like these low-level guys think they're doing good for the world.
Well, they also think we're all blind. They're so used to the public just blindly walking around drooling, only caring about football or celebrities, that when someone actually, I mean, I've had Rothko, the former head of the Kissinger Group, who wrote the book Superclass and admits world government, and he came right on and said world government's basically good and everything. And it turned out he thought I was Alex S. Jones of the New York Times, who has a radio show.
Unbelievable.
But we didn't tell him that. That's happened over and over again. That happened with, who was the McClatchy? Greg Gordon, the McClatchy newspaper guy, didn't figure it out till he heard my voice. I mean, we don't call up and tell him we're Alex S. Jones. We say Infowars.com. And I mean, these guys are just so used to everybody. And Greg Gordon's a good guy. He said he'd come back on. He thought we were Alex S. Jones, too. So does the public. I get accused of being a New York Times writer who's 69 years old almost every day. And I get accused of running the Genesis porn website because I'm on Genesis Network. I mean, the public is, again, there's no connection, folks. I mean, the public just is so naive that I think the globalists just think they've got clean sailing. That's why what you and others are doing is really starting to shake them up, that more and more of us can see them.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems that when they come over here, we ended up on the next day, the Saturday, getting a few more little snippets out of people, nothing remotely as big, but none of them seemed to expect it. Not even Rockefeller seemed like he was remotely, they didn't expect to see anyone like us over in Ireland. I don't think they realized that there's a revolution happening here, the same as there is everywhere else in the world, that people are waking up to what they're doing. They know exactly what they're trying to implement, and we're sick of it. And they seem like they just never expect people to be here and never expect people to contradict what they want.
You know what I like about the Irish, in all the videos I've seen, and I also hear it from the British, and I've seen it from Americans as well, but every We Are Change video I've seen from Ireland is that it's got that same commanding strength as when I've confronted globalists. You know, you need to like almost psychically reach out and say, I am not your slave, and really let them know it. And, you know, instead of, you know, some people just kind of namby-pamby doing it or actually, you know, just yelling at them. But it's the way also We Are Change Chicago confronted Gore. We need to just have that authoritative command. And Rockefeller looked scared to death of the We Are Change people in that video. I mean, he turned around and was just disgusted by the fact that people can see him.
Yeah, I don't think he liked it when Rory called him a scumbag. He really heard that. He turned around and gave us that look. Like, he didn't expect to see it at all. Because at that time, most of the... there was a group gathered outside the hotel for a little while all day. We were there to oversee their arrival. And then we all kind of dissipated after that. And this was a few hours later, and there was only a few of us left. Just a few of the We Are Change guys. It was myself, Adam, Paul, and Rory. We were some of the only ones that were left there. And... that was literally 5 minutes before our president arrived with an army escort, and went into the same building, the same meeting room as we just caught David Rockefeller going into.
Alan Keenan, stay there. We've got other folks from Ireland coming up with you.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You know, I love seeing new organizations form. Neil Foster, the person who confronted Rockefeller at his dinner table, he's a friend of Alan Keenan, who's also online with us from We Are Change Ireland. And he is on with us. He is the co-editor of the Sovereign Independent newspaper. And in a few minutes, I want to play a clip of last year, Luke Radowski, Stewart, and others of We Are Change going to the Capitol and going up to Senator Jay Rockefeller and bringing up their family funding Hitler on record, the whole eugenics movement. And Jay Rockefeller, Senator Rockefeller, says, "You got a lot of cojones, boy." And he just looks at him. I mean, these are gangsters. And they're globalists. They've always, I mean, what, 4 years ago? In fact, later, pull me the David Rockefeller quote. Just a David Rockefeller quote admitting global government takeover. And he says, "People have accused me of this," and I say, "Guilty as charged." It's a, I can even give you the page number. It's 400 and something in his autobiography that he wrote 4 years ago or 5 years ago now. Let's go ahead and get them both up on the line together. Neil Foster from Dublin, Ireland, and, of course, Alan Keenan of We Are Change Ireland. We'll put both their websites up on screen before they leave us. And, of course, both you guys work together. Neil Foster, good to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us where you, in and around the Trilateral Commission meeting, were able to go find David Rockefeller let him know that you weren't his slave.
Well, myself and actually the editor of the Sovereign Independent, Mr. Dave Darby, decided we'd just try and get into the hotel, and we just walked straight in the front door past the security and took a seat in the lobby. And maybe half an hour later, after having a cup of coffee and asking a few questions of the waiter, David Rockefeller walked right past us and sat at the table right behind us. So we just decided we had to confront him. When his security guard walked off, we just took a chance.
Well, you're doing a great job. I've read your newspaper. I mean, it's an actual physical newspaper and online. Why don't you give us the website for the Sovereign Independent?
It's www.sovereignindependent.ie.
.ie for Ireland.
Ireland.
Now, the video is short. It looks like it's shot on a cell phone camera. We can clearly...
Yeah. Well, Dave was very conscious of not having the camera confiscated, so he kind of held it down about waist level and just took one.
Sure. So describe the full exchange and what happened and what he did when you came and basically stood beside him.
Well, I put the paper on the table in front of him, but I was very conscious of not touching him or disturbing any of the glasses and stuff on the table because I didn't want to be charged with assault or damaging property or anything. And Dave, who's the guy with the English accent, was the guy you can hear most on the video. We just said to him, we don't want your New York World Order, and we're not your slaves. And we just walked off and let him do it. But he looked stunned. He looked absolutely stunned. And I'm sure he was, for a moment, very scared.
Well, yeah, everywhere he goes now, we get these reports every few weeks, and videos are posted every month or so of, he's in a walk in the park with his bodyguard. We're not your slaves. We're not your property. We don't want your world government. Everywhere he goes, he's being confronted. And I want to read the quote here. In David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, he admits he is part of a secret cabal working to destroy the United States and create a new world order. Here's a direct quote from the book, page 405 from the paperback. Some believe we, the Rockefeller family, are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalist, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Here's another quote from the Trilateral Commission, 1991, Evian, France. We are grateful the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we would have been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practice in past centuries. And
we actually have that quote in the newspaper, and I believe Bill Clinton was at that meeting.
Absolutely. And again, he's given countless speeches along these lines. I want to play the video of We Are Change screaming at him as he entered the hotel to meet with your president. Here's that video. Let's go back to a year ago. We Are Change confronting Jay Rockefeller. This is the senator who says we'd be better off never inventing the Internet, trying to pass legislation to control it and to restrict it. I mean, this guy is pure New World Order. We ready with that clip? Okay, here it is.
Senator Rockefeller?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you're aware that we, the American people, are aware of the agenda of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group. And if you could comment on that, please, because very concerning to a lot of us.
You know, I have 37 people lined up right outside Senator Schumer's office, all of them wanting to answer precisely that question.
Well, could you just take a brief moment and let us...
No, because we're not talking. We're talking about something.
Well, something that's so important, it sort of transcends everything else that we're talking about, sir. Could you comment on that, please?
No.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group.
Get yourself some credentials.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group, sir.
The
Well, that's not part of our discussion.
When can we discuss that with you, sir?
Thank you. Thank you.
This is for the senator. This is the scientific proof of the nanothermite that's been found in six samples of the World Trade Center desk by scientists from around the world. Basically, conclusive proof that there's an Article 3, Section 3 treasonous cover-up going on about 9/11, sir. So,
we'd love to get your opinion on that too, sir.
Wait, what did you say?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Two families, the Rockefellers and the Osbournes.
And then it cuts to a clip about their family, and then it goes into Luke Radowski really hitting him hard. Let's continue rolling this.
...are particularly significant. John D. Rockefeller Sr. contributed a large amount of money to both the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory in the early 1900s, which housed the Eugenics Records Office from 1910 to 1944. Rockefeller influence also spread overseas to Germany, where the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Psychiatry and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity resided. Much of the money used to run these facilities came directly from Rockefeller. These institutes became centers for Nazi eugenics programs during the reign of Adolf Hitler.
Your family starting the modern eugenics movement.
I think it's time for me to really start moving quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just address some of these things. If we're wrong, sir, please just tell us.
No, no. Go find somebody else to talk.
Well, your family did start the modern eugenics movement that Hitler is looking up to. And you don't want to talk about the Bilderberg group? Well, what about the Bilderberg?
Certainly do.
You don't want to talk about them? They want to implement the eugenics as well.
So the truth is coming out, and there's a lot of us that are aware of it.
I'm sure you know some members, sir, if you're not a member yourself.
President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Blair, who I greatly respect, have labeled cybersecurity perpetrated through the Internet as the number one national hazard of attack on the homeland in West Virginia, America, or anywhere else. So, I mean, it really almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we'd never invented the Internet?
There you go. So that was interspersed with documentaries and him being confronted. And he tells Luke, you ought to run for Congress. You got a lot of guts. You use another word. But here it is. Israel primed for war on Iran. That's Reuters. So they're openly getting ready for it. And here you talk to one of the Russian advisors who was at the Trilateral Commission meeting, Alan Akian with We Are Change Ireland. And he goes, yeah, we got to get rid of Iran. We got to go up against them. We got to have a world government. I mean, they got to mop up any sovereign country that's left. And I'm not saying Iran's good, folks. The point is the globalists are a lot worse. Other points you guys want to make about what's happening or what you guys did in concert together to expose the Trilateral Commission in Dublin? Notice they were meeting right before the implosion of the euro.
We had Peter Sutherland was also there, and he went on TV and radio the day after and said that Ireland had to implement more austerity measures. So he obviously got his orders.
And for those that don't know who Sutherland is, tell them.
Well, he's ex-Goldman Sachs head.
Yeah. And then he goes on your news and tells you, you've got to give us all your money.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Gordon Brown resigns, as he's been told to do. And we have another puppet government in Britain.
By the way, we ought to cue up that Love Police video. That's another kind of We Are Change group where they're screaming and yelling and we can play it. He doesn't cuss.
William Hague.
Yeah, tell folks about the Love Police.
Well, I actually met Charlie last year in Bristol. They simply go out in a very peaceful and amicable way with their cameras, bullhorns, and they just challenge these people wherever they find them. And that's what we all need to do. We all need to challenge these people because they're not immune from us.
Yeah, the new pitchfork.
And there's too few of them, and we should be at them at every opportunity.
The new pitchfork is a video camera because then other people see the globalists being confronted, and the public begins to realize that both political parties, no matter what major country it is, are controlled, and that's how the ruling class that's totally corrupt and anti-freedom stays in power. Any other comments from you, Alan Keehan?
With regards to the video you were saying about Charlie Beach over in London, they tried to hide that when that was broadcast live, and then Charlie approached him. He went right up to right beside the BBC cameras, and he was shouting at these guys, and he said an awful lot of stuff that they wouldn't want to get out. And the whole audio that was going out live started to break up within moments of him started talking, and then they voiced over it with a BBC broadcaster, so you couldn't hear anything that Charlie and Love Salif were actually saying to the politician.
Yeah, there they are at a press conference. It's going out over air, but magically the feed breaks up. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's not surprising, really, considering the media blackout on everything over here. Like, it's the exact same. I mean, when we approached the Trilateral Commission, there was actually a media invite sent around to some of the Irish media. And, I mean, the Irish media over here, they're whitewashed. There was a couple of them that went in, and they were told that they could only stay for an hour for the Prime Minister's speech, and then that they had to leave. And we approached these guys when they were leaving, going, did you get any information on who the Trilateral Commission are, or what they're doing today, or if they've any other agenda, and why they're kicking you out, why it's a private meeting. And the guys, they're not real journalists at all. They're just too afraid to go and do anything. So we had to go and do the groundwork for them. We got the video and the audio. It's up on our site. It's on wearechange.ie, and it's also up on Freeman Ireland. That's going viral on the internet now, and it shows where the new media is actually coming from.
Well, that's why they want to shut the internet down. And I've never seen the Love Police get angry. They always are super nice. But the globalists clearly know that he's Scottish. But they say, get out of here, American, as a mind control op. And he does get a little angry with them. But we're going to go ahead and play that video and audio as the globalists are confronted everywhere. And as new leaders of the British government meet the new boss, same as the old boss, fooled again, are confronted on how the whole system's fake. Here it is.
Ah, George Osborne, Bullingdon Club, William Hague, hello the elites, how are the Zionist elites this morning? Thank you for giving us the illusion of democracy. Do you want the puppet on the left or the puppet on the right? Yes, you guys go slightly crazy when you compromise personal morality for political gain. Hey, how was your time on the Rothschilds yacht? Do you like the Rothschilds more than you like normal people? George Osborne, isn't it great that you have a country of 70 million people where 7% control all the land? Are you related to the Queen, sir?
Go home, Yank.
Go home, Yank. Oh, some random racism by this gentleman here. Perhaps you'd like to vote for the BNP.
Perhaps I would, but I'm not going to.
William Hague, George Osborne. Hey, it must be difficult fellating Satan all day. Hey, power and money from the nice teeth of Satan. Sorry, I'm not even religious, but you guys are liars and murderers. Total liars and murderers.
You should stop. America.
I'm not even American, my friend. I'm Scottish, so F you.
Even worse. Get out to the UK.
Perhaps you'd prefer if we joined the European Union, you little chill idiot.
It's about time the English people stood up.
Yeah, liars. Hello, liars. Hey, big power and money. Politics, yeah. Illusion of democracy. Scumbags. Nothing personal. You guys look great on TV. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry for ruining your...
And it goes on and on. The point is that they had their handlers in the crowd. You've got the Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister of England, Cameron, up there. He comes in to the press conference, and they just cut the audio feed on the news, and then they end the press conference. Absolutely incredible. I tell you, this is catching on, and this is scaring the system, isn't it, guys?
Oh, absolutely, certainly. I just wanted to add, there was a German delegate came out earlier in the day, and we had a placard there with Rockefeller on it, stating that he was wanted for crimes against humanity. And this German delegate was trying to justify everything that Rockefeller had done, despite everybody around him giving evidence to the contrary, and he ended up just walking away.
So a German delegate came up to you and was trying to defend...
David Rockefeller, yeah.
What, claiming?
He was a journalist, but he told somebody else later he was an industrialist. So he couldn't keep his story straight for 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, the Rockefellers on record funded the eugenics movement, funded Hitler, funded Planned Parenthood. They're total world government people. David Rockefeller founded all the major UN groups. Their family gave the UN the land. I mean, this is the global empire. And
Absolutely. But we have these people coming out trying to justify it all. It's laughable.
Well, more people need to join and support the Sovereign Independent Newspaper. They need to join We Are Change Ireland. Give us both the websites one more time, man.
It's www.sovereignindependent.ie, and Alan can tell you his.
Yeah, we're on wearechange.ie, and there's also an awful lot of us on the Freeman Ireland website. It's freemanireland.ning.com. We do an awful lot of meetups on there, and we talk about exactly what's going on in the country, you know.
Well, freedom's really starting to catch on worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really taking off.
There are actually a couple of events coming up which we're going to get the heart of it, so we might get some more footage to you.
Absolutely, guys. Let's talk a little bit more on the other side. We've only got a few minutes left with both of you. You know, no matter what they do to me or one of these guys individually, they can't stop the idea. Like they say in V for Vendetta, I am but flesh and blood, but ideas. Ideas are bulletproof. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The border and in Mexico. Mexico is completely collapsing. And I just had it here in my stack. The guys gave it to me. mainstream news out of South Texas with border battles, with cartels, with U.S. forces and Mexican forces battling them. Guys, reprint me that so I can have it at the very end. Thank you. I know you gave it to me, but it's just a complete mess in here. I'll be back Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast, and back Monday live 11 a.m. Central. Going back to Alan Keehan, real fast, any other closing comments from the front lines there in Ireland?
I just want to say to you that I'm not sure if you saw the story, but there was a couple of guys who were there with us, Mark and a couple others, that actually served the Irish police with an arrest warrant for Henry Kissinger that was actually given out by a Spanish judge. And they said they'd try and process that, but it'd be difficult because it was the weekend. And now we've looked into it, and the actual Spanish judge who served the arrest warrant on Henry Kissinger for war crimes, he's now been forced to step down for, the reasons they gave are probably different than what they are. But, this wouldn't remotely go through over here. We tried to get it processed by the police over here, and they seemed to, like, they listened, and they said they'd forward it on while Henry Kissinger was in the country, but then they said they were going to have to wait till Monday at the very earliest, when Kissinger was already on a plane home.
All right. Well, good talking to you. I appreciate you being on with us. We'll talk to you again soon. Closing comments from Neil Foster with the Sovereign Independent newspaper, who's confronting these people.
I would just like to encourage everybody out there, if you see these people in the street or if they attend meetings, go around there and tell them what you think of them. Because, you know, these people think they're totally immune from the public and totally cut off from the public. And if the public get in their face, then that's all we can do, and let them know that we know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm buoyed by the work you guys are doing. It just encourages everyone, and it's good to be working with people all over the world against the New World Order. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Alex.
You bet. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen, and my guys do a great job of giving me news, but I mix it up here in my stack. I've got a particular report here out of Channel 5 television. Zeta's preparing for assault on Reynosa, and this is out of KRGV-TV, and more the cartels are attacking police, they're attacking citizens, they're killing people. What did you just tell me? Yeah, just roll the video in the background, we won't have time to play the audio. And it says, Zeta's preparing for assault on Reynosa. This is amazing. Channel 5 News, KRGV. I mean, this is what's going on. And then they put movies out, coming out in September, like Machete, glorifying these people. I mean, this is just insane. And it says, trusted Channel 5 News source confirms a potentially dangerous situation is unfolding along the border. According to multiple law enforcement agencies, the Zeta is one of the most dangerous drug gangs, preparing for an assault on the Reynosa area. The battle is supposed to begin this weekend because they kill police and military. We're told it will likely last longer. Channel 5 News contacts DPS, other law enforcement agencies, have confirmed this information is legitimate and very real. So, I mean, we'll cover it Sunday. We'll know more about it then. And if something big breaks out, I'll do an emergency live transmission, internet only, at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now you know why I'm so concerned about films like Machete, where it glorifies the drug dealers who are going to kill the evil whitey. I mean, it's just, we need to all come together against tyranny and against racism by any group. Great job to the crew. Another incredibly powerful radio transmission. I had a death row inmate on who talked to Timothy McVeigh. That came on in the second hour. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.